Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. And today we're going to talk about, ladies, we need an answer. Why do y'all watch the Housewives show? Also, we're going to talk about these record labels. We're going to talk about if Tom Brady going to retire. We're going to talk about why JT ain't out of jail if City Girls is coming up. Come on, QC the label. What's the buddy name? P B Q H Element O P. I don't know what his name is. The one that seems like he crushing on Young Miami. But Young Miami talked to Buddy. Howsoever, we're gonna jump right into it. Ladies, once again, we need your voice. We need you to do something. You know, I need you to download the Anchor app and voice message me so I can put it on here so men can hear you, and it ain't just gonna be me fishing back. Or you can just comment on one of my social medias and I'll relay the message. But what is it? Stay paying y'all on the low to watch these Housewives show. Because if so, I'm trying to get paid too. I watch it. And I talk about it on every social media I got. To my dying breath, I'll be on there talking about it. But what is it? How can y'all watch them go out to eat? Or come to their house and drink? And they end up usually them fussing or fighting. Or telling somebody something that they weren't supposed to tell. That's pretty much the gist of the show. And then it's like, somebody had to break it down to me. It's like, they don't see each other. This ain't every day. This is like months broken up and stuff. I'm like, so we not seeing the whole story. So it's really not reality. It's basically like, in our normal lives, let's just use the key times when we get together. Like birthdays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all that. We just record that on our home video and call it a reality show. And now we put it on TV and people watch it. Is that what you're telling me? That's what ladies doing? That's what make it so hot? Or is it just all the gossip and all that? It's a real-time soap opera. So that's what it seemed like to me. Like, it's like, what? This really happened? Like, this ain't no script or nothing. Lying, that's a script. It's like y'all watching the days of our lives, but y'all watching it, you could just change it to the hours of our lives. Like, it ain't the days, it's just you get these few hours of our life. And you be like, oh, it come on every week, so it gotta be every week. No, it's like every other month they record that. And it's like they always arguing about some stupid rich people problems. Well, supposed rich people problems. If y'all so rich, why y'all on TV like this? Who cares? If I'm rich like that, I'm humble. I don't need to be on TV. I ain't even trying to hold you. I'm good. I'm trying to get out the way. 100 M's and out the way. I make 100 M's. That might be the last time you hear from me for good. I'm talking about for good, brother. But yeah, ladies, make that make sense. What is the real deal with these housewives? Why do y'all care? Because I don't. Like, who cares what these housewives do? And even if they was just regular old housewives and they just walked around and cooked dinner and did all that other stuff, not saying that's what housewives supposed to do, or they went to their regular job and came home, what's the fascination there? Is it y'all just trying to steal outfits? Fill me in, let me know. Still a such thing as 360 deals? Like, I remember when Dolph was out there bragging about signing this big deal. And now I just seen him say something about his record label won't let him drop a CD or drop the music when he want to drop it. I don't know the underlying story to it. Like, he made the money. He should just be happy to sit back and not make no more music. Maybe that's the hip-hop bigwig. They secretly stepped in. Bought the record labels, paid you to not rap, to put you on the shelf. And then it's like, I know they see Yo Gotti dropping stuff. Why you ain't let Dolph drop something around the same time? Is your record label feeling insecure about you, Dolph? That's sad. They feel like the whole Memphis gonna turn on you and not fool with you because Yo Gotti finna drop a disc. Yeah, it's gonna be mainstream. Yeah, it's gonna be able to be streamed everywhere. Yeah, it's gonna be sponsored everywhere. So, for all y'all that used to remember when you used to be sitting somewhere and then you turn the TV and it'd be a commercial, an actual commercial on TV, and it'd be like, go get that Young Dolph album, blah, 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 or get that Yo Gotti album. Yeah, them days is coming back, but it's gonna be an ad on your phone. It might be an ad on your YouTube video. Oh, yeah. If you don't got to get up with me, if you don't got to get up with me, I'll do it. But you have to pay me, brother. I know you got it. So, if you out there listening, nah. But I don't know. Also, the other person going through it is like Lil Uzi Vert. If you out there listening, DJ Drummer, you a whole female dog about this situation, about this whole situation. You a old dirty female dog about this situation here. Dusty feet. No, Uzi ain't did nothing wrong to nobody. He dropped that feel good sad music. He is sadder than me. I needed it. But nah. And his beat slap. You know your beat slap with him. You and Candy. Anything he get on. What you trying to say? You go find somebody else and then make it harder without Uzi? Try again. It sounds so different that it has to go. What you gonna get, Young Thug? Which would be genius if you did Drama and Kenya. But he ain't gonna work without Uzi, so might as well drop your pride, brother, and let Uzi live. Let him drop whatever he want, whenever he want to. He got a plan. If it don't work this first time, then that's it. You like, what could really go wrong? Everything that done went out is platinum. But whatever, you run your company how you want to. Let them boys get off. Like, you signed them to get off. They want to put music out. If it flop, it flop. It's his music. It's his voice. Thing is that win or loss, I think Tom Brady gonna retire. And when he retire, one thing I was thinking about is if you know Belichick, know that the NFL don't like him. And he don't care that the NFL don't like him. But that being said, what if Tom Brady retire and he just pick up Kaepernick? And Kaepernick got on the Patriots jersey, the most patriotic jersey in the NFL, and he taking knees right before the game. Well, the irony and how iconic, like, you know how much of a legend Kaepernick could be for doing that. I'll make sure when I wear the all-white uniform, I'll make us wear the all-whites. Some of the white jersey and some white pants, and I take a knee in the middle of Gillette. Go right there to the middle of the picture and take my knee on the national anthem. Just be right there taking the knee behind the flags, not in front of them, behind the flags. To let you know what's the underlying story behind the flags, bruh. Like, what's really going on out here? Like, why we out here getting murked for no reason, bro? Like, no reason. For being black in your neighborhood. That's why Trayvon Martin died. For being black in his own neighborhood, fool. Sandra Bland died because she was black in a car. For being black in a car. That's why Kaepernick taking the knee. You know how much that'll eat them boys up? Tom Brady retiring then. They get a diggle through the whole draft. They don't draft no quarterback. Belichick come on this podium and say, you know why we didn't get no quarterback? We just signed Kaepernick for a 7-year, $135 million contract. But the suicide rate in New England area go crazy. Boy. And I go cop me a number 7 Patriots jersey that day immediately. Even if he gets signed and cut, I need it, bro. I want the white one and the blue one and the red one. Kaepernick to the Patriots. You know how crazy that'll be? The only other person I think would do it, and they've been working with it, with that heel boy, is the Saints. But they got Bridgewater. Unless they Bridgewater go to the Patriots on some humbug, which would be perfect. And then Kaepernick goes to the Saints. But if Kaepernick goes to the Patriots, I hope he still take a knee every game. On some in Gillette, wherever he play at, take a knee. But that would be dope. Just a hypothetical. Since that little twerk video came out with Cardi B, so I know the song has been out for a while. JT, do you have anxiety? Wondering when they gonna come and get me out here? One bad bit, and she's sitting in a Wraith, sitting in a Wraith. I'll show y'all the network. I can't get out of jail. But my old girl wanna twerk. Nah, that was just a little hatred bars, but when JT gonna be free? Free JT, man. Don't get me wrong. Old girl done flewed out her career. Like, her career is flewed out. You feel me? She done created a whole word, bro. Like, she done took off like a plane. Yeah, really. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. And it ain't even a, it wasn't even really a joke, but it's a joke, boy. She done took off. City girls. Not no city girls. What did JT do? Lord, did she assassinate a president in a foreign country? Why she can't get out? You ain't made no money. I see you always booed up with Buddy from the QC, the label. And your other dude, Lord, marry him so he can bond old girl out. What is her bond? Is there no bond? She on murder charges? Is that what she on? You find out JT out here murking people, bro. What? Why she can't get out? Y'all ain't made no money. You had enough money to get a feature from Cardi B, obviously. And what was Young M.A.'s occupation? I mean, not Young M.A., Lord, don't do that. I'm sorry. Young M.A., I want to apologize and put some respect on your name. But Young Miami, what did she do before she became a rapper? Because I don't know. They just flewed her out, and now she on top of things, running stuff with City Girls. I mean, hopefully the Drake curse don't come true. When Drake be featured on people's songs, where do these people go? Do they go up or down? We need to pay attention closer to that battle. Because Drake get on there and take your style on your song and do it a little bit better than you, and then you got to retire. Because he done killed you on your own show. But yeah, man. What did JT do? JT stands for jail time, brother. And she is spending it. She is in there forever, locked up. And they got her locked up like on Kung Fu Panda 2. How they had Shifu locked up. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for your input. Well, we just talked about them housewives. Talk about these bogus record labels. Talked about Tom Brady retirement and who can replace him. We talked about JT. Free JT, man. Please. Like, Jesus, what did the young lady do? Jesus. Okay, and we also gonna ask, is Drake a culture vulture on the next episode? Is Pop-Tarts a timeless classic? What's better, Pop-Tarts or Toaster Strudels? And out to my gamers, which one better, Xbox or PlayStation? All right, thank God, thank y'all, and God bless.